are delighted to welcome a slightly unexpected interview, but but very welcome nonetheless. So Frank from the Royal Britannia Trust. So you are in Cowes at the moment because you've been very busy, haven't you, this week? But linked to Cowes Week. So tell us what's going on.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for welcoming me. We've been busy throughout the month of August, indeed. We had the fantastic opportunity to curate two different exhibitions, one at Commodus House and telling the story of a local hero, Arthur Fox, but also cowslip that had been provided as a wedding gift to the royal couple from the people of Cowes. So we've been the guardian of cowslip. We restored her and we brought her back to Commodus House, where she was on the crane when Arthur Fox was living there.
Yeah.
We also partnered with the Classic Book Museum prior to this, so she was also on exhibition there. But the whole idea for us was, when I came to visit the past year, I felt really strong about how people of Cowes missed Britannia. It
Absolutely,
used to be the background of Cowes Week. So I made a commitment. And I said, I will bring Britannia back to Cowes. Now, unfortunately, she is decommissioned since 1997, so she is static and she is in Leith.
Yeah.
So we use technology, and through augmented reality, you can see right now Britannia as a backdrop in Cowes, which was brilliant. We also brought technology so that you could immerse yourself into Britannia and the engine room and the boiler room, generator room, that you cannot see when you visit Britannia. So it was all about creating those links. For us, we were very lucky this year. TripAdvisor number one world in the world tourist attraction.
That is absolutely. Let's just take that in. So in the whole world, yes, it is the number one tourist attraction, and obviously judged by people who've been there.
Correct.
That is absolutely phenomenal. What an achievement.
It's such a testament of the team. 220 people for the past 28 years that have delivered just genuine experience.
Yeah.
And we are absolutely grateful. It's 12 months worth of reviews from our visitors.
Yeah.
So that definitely came as a surprise.
I mean, that's such a thing now, isn't it? If you visit a place, I certainly always go to TripAdvisor and say, what should I see,
yes,
in this area? So not just in the area, but the whole world.
For me, as
a bit mind-blowing, really.
As a French national, to be above the Eiffel Tower was a great thing.
Yeah. So can we just go back, because for anyone who maybe a little younger, the Royal Yacht Britannia was, for the royal family, it was their yacht. They used it for overseas visits. They used it privately, didn't they?
Yes.
And then anyone who's watched The Crown will know that the Queen was very upset when it was decommissioned. It was meant a great deal to her, didn't it?
A very sad moment. And we opened a new visitor centre last year in May. And we took the opportunity to tell the story on how did Britannia come to be Britannia.
Mm.
And one of the story that we are displaying, which a lot of people don't quite know, but one of the first tasks of our late Majesty the Queen was to actually design the interior.
Yeah.
Of Britannia. And whilst her father had some plans, those plans got ditched. And Princess Elizabeth at the time and the Duke of Edinburgh decided that they would design their own family home.
Yeah.
Because as you mentioned, it was also a family home for 2 weeks,
yeah,
every year. And they made it their home. So when you fast track to 1997 and she's decommissioned, you're losing your home.
Yeah.
And
I suppose, you know, putting that in context, as the monarch, she obviously had access to many properties, but mostly ones that had been there for years and years.
Okay.
You inherit the furniture, the decor, you know, you can't just go in and say, we're going to paint this room a different colour. So to have that opportunity to put their own design in, their own tastes, was quite rare for them, wasn't it?
It was absolutely rare. Very interestingly, I just came from Osborne House this morning, where we're absolutely warmly welcome. Very interesting to see the links, Victoria and Albert, making their home at Osborne.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth and the Duke making their home on Britannia.
Yeah.
Really interesting. It was a century apart, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, what do most young married couples want to do? They set up home, they choose things together. So, you know, it's no different in that respect. So Britannia had gone around the world. I don't know how many times, I'm sure you do.
44.
Yeah, quite a few. And really was kind of our palace abroad, wasn't it?
Yes.
So when the Queen visited different places in the Commonwealth, you can imagine the sight of that pulling into a harbour. You know, quite astonishing.
Yes, and a lot. And you can actually see the amplitude with the stamps at the time. We've gone around the world, really, to look at how much impact had in the local communities. And different communities will have taken it in a different way. But the fact that you will make the decision to actually make a stamp of that visit,
yeah.
Or artifacts of different sorts. Well, the other thing that I found as a unique in the world in terms of diplomacy was the opportunity to return the hospitality in days rather than in weeks,
yes.
months or years.
Yeah.
So state visits would end up being replicated in 2 days.
Yeah.
So in terms of diplomacy, it had a huge impact. The other element that many people don't quite know is the technology on board in the 50s, where they were constantly in communication anywhere in the world. When you think about it, it was quite groundbreaking.
Yeah,
at the time.
You definitely don't want to lose track of your monarch, do you, when they're sailing around the world?
Absolutely not.
She's somewhere in the Atlantic, we're not sure where. So, no, that's so important. So, I think absolutely amazing that Britannia and now has the role it has as a tourist attraction. And I was saying to you, it's on my bucket list. I've not made it yet, but I will do one of these days. So bringing all of that to Cowes, what can people expect if they go along to Commodore's House in the exhibition?
I think it's diving into that world of the family. We have put over the years a lot of emphasis on our people, but also the people that served on Britannia, mm-hmm. as well as the family, as
yeah.
well as the Yachties. The beauty is that we still have the witnesses. Whether witnesses on shore, whether witnesses
yeah.
on board, and that's the story that we tell,
mm-hmm.
And therefore it is to carry on that story. So we are telling the story of Alfred Fox, which again was not. There's no other real platform where it had gone
yeah.
out, and what a character, what a man,
yeah.
and the contribution to yacht design, building.
Yeah.
Music.
Cowes residence, yes.
And books,
yeah.
Author. And then he was a sailing mate to the Duke as well.
Mm.
So it also brings the element of humanity, I would say, and passion
yeah.
For sailing, which had been for many, many decades and century. And then the opportunity to dive really into the little stories of Britannia. Creating that link, we firmly believe that telling the story of Britannia is for everybody. There are many angles of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it's the first. We've never been away from Edinburgh, so we took a big bet, we got so much out of that experience. The locals to Cowes, I have to thank everyone,
mm-hmm.
and the Isle of Wight. The warmth of welcome that we received, we developed 27 partnerships.
Of course, we are very friendly here.
Indeed. Not that the Scottish are not,
no,
they are also
absolutely.
Very.
I have a foot in that camp as well, so that's fine.
So the intention is we are a trust, a private trust.
Mm-hmm.
We educate the public, and that's what we do. We try to find the stories that you can relate to,
yeah.
I think, and demystifying. I think there's a big element of demystifying a palace,
yes.
a floating palace where, I mean,
everybody loves to have a look around these big places.
It's curiosity,
so yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Wanting to see the piano that Lady D is playing on
yeah.
and the crown
is
just amazing.
So and of course, the King Charles, as he is now, spent his honeymoon with
correct.
Diana on Britannia, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And His Majesty the King came to visit us in July 2023. It was a great moment. It was the Yachties as well,
yeah.
because what we found was that the interaction with the team on board was really close to the family members as
must
well.
Must have been very special for him, because, I mean, that's his childhood home. As
correct.
You say, you know, many happy holiday family time spent aboard. So I think two questions for
yes,
me.
Please.
So how long is the exhibition still in Cowes?
So we will be open until including Saturday the 29th of August.
Okay. And you were saying there's a little offer for the locals.
Yes, for the locals. We decided, as it is the last days, we do 2 for 1. So okay. £6 per person, and the kids come free because
Excellent. We
value our next generation.
Yeah. So if you are in Cowes in the next week or so and you've been thinking, I should get along in, and I have actually been thinking, I should go and see that. Excellent, you can now go for half price. And I suppose my next question then is, what next? Will this exhibition pop up somewhere else? What are you thinking?
As I said, it was the first time that we got out, and it was a success in many, many ways. So we are now thinking about perhaps redoing the last voyage of Britannia. Next year is the 30th year.
Yeah.
We don't want to celebrate a sad moment, as we just alluded to, of the decommissioning, but what an opportunity to go around the UK next year based on the success of this year.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for bringing that to Cowes, because I think we were just saying, and this last Cowes week has been phenomenal because it felt like it was back. It's things have gone very quiet. Obviously, COVID, you know, made it very difficult.
Yes.
And it always was such a celebration of what is an amazing town. Because, you know, if we didn't have all these events, what would Cowes be? It would be very quiet. So thank you.
We feel very privileged to be part of it, of the bicentenary event.
You're welcome every year. Let's hope there's reasons to keep coming back.
Thank you. We will find them.
Brilliant. Thank you. So as you say, open till next Saturday.
Correct.
In Commodore House.
Commodore's
and
House.
If you've not been and had a look at Commodore's House, that's where the home of Uffa Fox.
Correct.
Yes. Right. We are going to have some more music now. It's a